When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always during these midweek podcasts is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Adam Munchies podcast, midweek podcast, where we talk about what we did during the week.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's a lot easier to edit for me too. So, I mean, with the past week, we had some BTS stuff going on.
Yes, that's right. Was that? Last week?
It was last week, but it was the MTV Unplugged.
Yes.
The show. Then you can always check it out on YouTube, because I believe all of the videos are already on YouTube if you want to check it out.
Yeah, if you just type in BTS, MTV is like the first things that pop up.
And they not only did their songs, they actually did a freaking awesome cover of Coldplay. Coldplay fans, holla!
Which song did they do?
They did Fix You.
Yeah, that's one of his favorite songs. Like, he legit wanted to cry when they were singing it.
I got man tears watering up my eyes. Nothing dripped. Yeah. Nothing came out, but it was close. It was definitely cloudy when I was watching.
They did a really good job, though.
Because me and Haley and we took our friend Angelo also. We went to watch Coldplay when they performed here live at the Rose Bowl. Ironically, which is where BTS was supposed to perform. Well, let's not get into that.
Yeah.
And that show was freaking... That was awesome. That was a freaking amazing
when
show.
When was that? Well, that was like 2017,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that was a while ago. 4 years back now. That's insane. Time flies. But yeah, so they did Fix You along with, you know, Dynamite.
Telepathy is like their new songs from their B album.
And it was really good. Like, they did a good... Like,
what was the other one? Blue and Gray?
Every song was in a different set, too. It's like... they weren't, like, all back-to-back, like a normal concert. It was kind of different. It was like a concert.
Yeah, they had, like, different stages set up for them in different outfits. It was cute.
And they just did such a good job. They nailed it. They nailed Coldplay. And that was such a surprise. I know I think they kind of announced that they were going to do Fix You.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like way ahead, like, you know, the announcements. It was like kind of within...
Like a couple of days before.
Yeah, less than a week.
Yeah.
So to see that on the lineup, everyone, I'm sure, including myself.
Well, he was freaking out.
Shit. Let's see how this turns out.
Yeah, they did so good.
Damn. They did a great job. Ones that stand out to me are Jimin and V. Jungkook was good too.
Yeah.
Jin is always doing Jin stuff. But Jimin did such a good job in V.
Yeah.
Knocked it out of
their
the park.
Their angel voices.
Like, V's part at the end was so perfect because it fit, like, the whole song perfectly, like, the tone of it at the end. It was so... They just did such
a
good job.
His soulful voice.
I like how they had the rapper, or the rap line, right?
Yeah.
Rap lines singing with...
Like, J-Hope, Suga, and RM.
They sang with the vocal lines. Yeah, they harmonized while one person from the vocal line was singing.
Yeah.
It was really good. Haley plays that song like three
every
times
day.
A day. Ever since they aired.
Yeah, it's so good. Because
it aired on, was it
last
Friday?
Last week, Friday or something? I don't know what day. I think it was like midweek, like Tuesday or something.
Oh, well.
It was like a random day, yeah.
And then after that, I mean, that was pretty much the BTS news going on. There's no other K-pop news that, I don't know, nothing recent.
What do you mean? What about G-Dragon?
Oh.
And Jennie.
Hello.
That was like in the same week as well.
I approve. So apparently there's been a report that Jennie and...
Jennie from Blackpink.
And G-Dragon. Our precious Queen Jennie is dating, like now publicly.
Yeah.
Like announced that they're dating, or she's dating...
G-Dragon from Big Bang, my king.
Haley's king and my queen. And it's like a... honestly, that's a huge... That's like a big couple.
Yeah.
That's like a superpower
K-pop couple. Well, let's see how long it lasts.
I'm surprised they even announced it publicly. I wonder how that even happened.
Well, I think people were seeing like pictures of them. Together. Like caught them. Like her visiting his penthouse and stuff. And then I guess they have been dating for a year already, apparently, according to the entertainment company. But then they just kept it on the down low.
And I like G-Dragon. Haley took me to see him, and he seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've seen like his videos and stuff. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cute.
He's a trendsetter. I like the fact that he's best friends with Pharrell.
Yeah. The funny thing is, though, is that Jennie is 7 years younger than him.
Hello.
And before that, like when Jennie was still a trainee, she was actually featured in one of G-Dragon's videos, but she wasn't even of legal age.
Well, which video was that? I remember that
XX.
Video. That was crazy because she looks totally
She looks like, she looks like a baby. I think she was like 16. Like,
maybe even younger because she 15 looks or 16, younger, yeah. Like a little kid.
Yeah.
So that's when G-Dragon planted the seed.
Their age gap is like 7 years, but I mean, like right now, it doesn't even matter because she's obviously legal. Because
she's like mid 20s already.
Yeah, she's like 24. 30. He's 32.
So yeah, it's like you'll see typical couples like that now that like because it makes sense now. It wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah, he just waited. He just waited for her.
He planted that seed a long time ago.
Yeah,
he was in for the long-term investment.
I mean, like a lot of people were kind of upset, like long-term fans of G-Dragon because they always shipped him with Sandara. She's another K-pop idol from the group 21, and they were like out around the same time as Big Bang, maybe like 3 years after Big Bang debuted, but then they always had like chemistry together and people would ship them together. But then that's why a lot of people were upset when they announced that it wasn't her and it was Jennie. Like so many of my friends,
that 21 isn't that the one that Blackpink kind of took over the role?
Yeah.
So Blackpink kind of, because 21 was already kind of getting older and fading, and then
yeah,
Blackpink
because
is
20,
from YG also.
Yeah, because like after 21 like split up, they announced Big Bang, not Big Bang, Blackpink.
And so, yeah, so they kind of continued.
Well, I guess G-Dragon just wants the younger girls, I suppose.
I suppose. So he definitely got, I mean, even Jennie's mom approves.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. So that was interesting K-pop news. I've kind of...
Yeah, it happened within the same week. That's why. I was like, oh my God, there's too much stuff happening.
There's a lot of news going on.
It was so funny, too, because like a lot of my friends that are obsessed with G-Dragon, it's kind of like they went through a breakup with him because they were like deleting his photos off their phones.
It gets to that level, it seems like.
Yeah, they're like, K-pop, oh my God, fans. I feel betrayed, and so they deleted
it. Stans? K-pop
stans? Yeah. Well, stalker fans, basically.
Is that what stan
yeah,
is?
Remember the Eminem song? Stan? That's stalker fan, because he was a stalker fan of Eminem.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't know that, actually.
No, a lot of people, I didn't really know that.
That's why his name was Stan.
So Stan. Okay, so all these K-pop stans. It's kind of crazy, but I guess, like, if they're really in love with a person, but it's like, he's kind of, like, untouchable kind of
right.
thing. He's
and, like, some of my other friends, too, were kind of, like, upset that he was dating Jennie. They didn't want him to date someone. They don't want him to date someone in, like, the idol industry, but then more so, like, someone normal. Like, a businesswoman or, like, a regular person. To give fans a chance. Like, oh, okay, I have a chance kind of thing.
They just want it mentally in their mind.
Exactly. I mean, there's some fans that are like that, but, you know.
I mean, I'd stan Jennie, but I'm like, all right, I like...
I mean, he's
a good guy.
What about, like, the chances are, like, so low. That we would be able to date an idol.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, like, I want to date Jimin.
That's why we stan, like, or, like, we have our own couple pairings that we'd want.
Right.
like, you know, like the, like, for example, I'm just saying this for Brangelina? Example. No, I'm talking about K-pop.
Oh, K-pop.
Like, you know, like a lot of people like stan, like I've heard of Jin and Jisoo, and it's called Jinsoo.
Oh, no.
And then there's also like, you know, Lisa and Jungkook.
I don't ship any of those. It would be Jikook, Jimin and Jungkook.
Yes, Hailey stands within.
Or V-min, V and Jimin.
And then, so, but I mean, it's YG, it's still within YG, so.
Yeah.
I guess they were, that's why YG is more accepting, probably, of it. Right, because public it's news. Maybe. They, like, just said, it's like, oh, it's their private lives, just, they could just.
Yeah, and then, I mean, no like, even Taeyong from Big Bang, he's already married, too.
Right. And that, and he's to, like, someone else that's not from the industry.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's a model, though.
Oh, she is? Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's someone in the public eye, yeah. Technically, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is, like, superstar, like, yeah, this is a Brangelina type of crazy shit.
Yeah, but they're not.
Or even like, not Brangelina, fine, like, Branifer Aniston.
Oh!
Or whatever. I don't know. It's like that.
Jennifer
that,
Aniston.
That type
and
of level.
Yeah, in the K-pop world.
In the K-pop world. We'll see if it lasts, but we'll just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
That was some interesting news.
Mm-hmm.
That including our fun BTS MTV Unplugged shows. Like, I mean, that. I really like the. I still can't get enough of that Fix You. It's really cool to hear them sing it.
Yeah.
Because they did such a good job. Even though I don't know what the hell RM is saying when he's like, when it like.
He's trying to like hype the crowd.
I'm like, okay, RM.
When the beat hits. I don't know what he's saying.
Or whatever the F he's saying. Yeah, okay. And another interesting thing that happened recently in the past few days. We were actually out and came back home and I saw one of my friends' IG stories. Zach's. Shout out to Zach, who's one of my friends. Like, I went to school with his brother's now wife.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron and Kristen also. Anyways, we've seen these advertisements of Post Malone.
With Pokemon.
Post Malone is, like, all of a sudden there was an advertisement. Haley showed it to me. Then he got CG'd. Then after he got CG'd in the ad, you see him walking out. And now there's Pokemon around him.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's. Was for
the
a 25th concert.
25th anniversary
of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, little mini concert celebration.
Yeah, but it's so random that they would choose Post Malone. Like, I was like, huh? Post Malone and Pokemon concert,
like
virtual
concert.
He looks
like a Pokemon himself. Oh, yeah. But I love Post Malone.
Yeah,
he's
like
hilarious.
Post Malone.
We grew to love him more so after he was a guest investigator on Ghost Adventures.
Right.
So if you're a Ghost Adventures fan, or you've seen them before, definitely check that episode out.
It's funny because we had probably heard his music before, but then never really like.
Yeah, this was
two and two together. Yeah.
This was a long, long, long time ago. We obviously know who he is, how he looks like now. But
yeah.
When we first heard him, it's like you would not
expect. I was like, oh, this guy's cool.
Who he was. Then when you watch him on Ghost Adventures, fall in love with him even more.
Yeah,
he's
so silly.
And it was just, like, so weird, because then I saw, I was just on IG, and then I saw Zach's story, and I was like, he posted, like, videos of the countdown till the concert. This is when we got home already, because we were out the whole day, and then I was like, what the F? The concert happened!
Yeah.
So,
but, of course, they had it on YouTube.
It was all on YouTube already, thank God. So we just kind of watched it, and not gonna lie, I don't know what the hell was going on.
It was very interesting. It was like a trip. Pokemon
like,
trip.
It's, you gotta make sure you're not on any shrooms or any like drugs, because you will feel more so it hitting.
Yeah, I'm like, huh?
On something. Because it already is a trip in itself. And yeah. He's like singing his normal songs.
Right.
Like,
it's not even like Pokemon related.
It's like regular
songs. He's just like kind of surrounded by all the Pokemon. Then like he had like a Gyarados flying over
clarify
him.
Clarify this. It's him in CG form still. And he's just like, yeah, then CG Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Gyarados flying around was my favorite part.
There's Charizard. Of course.
And he's like goes underwater and like is still singing. Oh, he was singing that one song. Oh, man. It was a cover of like this old song.
I freaking forgot
what it is. Very tempted to look it up, but I do not have my phone on me. And Haley's phone is too far away. She's staring at it. Anyways, but yeah, that was a pleasant surprise. I still can't comprehend what happened. But I guess it was kind of cool. It was awkward and weird and random.
It's super random. Like, why would they choose him out of everyone else?
And there was other artists too. Yeah. But honestly, he's the only video or person that we watched, mm-hmm. because that's all we could handle. Mm-hmm. but happy 25th anniversary and happy Pokemon Day.
Yeah, I can't believe it's 25 years. And they had like all those other videos for the 25th anniversary
I was going to say, and F all the fucking scalpers. Because we still were not able to grab a damn Pikachu.
Well, we haven't even tried.
Because it's gone already. It's like there's no ads on it, even like on McDonald's when we drive past anything.
That's fine.
Hope is lost already.
Over it already, so.
Oh, well. And no other news except I need to continue working on the other videos that we will be releasing. That's it.
Yeah. We finished Fire Force.
Oh, yeah, we did finish Fire Force. Finally. Caught up. And now, Haley is finally starting a new anime. I've watched it already. And she's very...
indifferent.
Oh, wow. Say, hopefully Yasmin hears this. But it's called Arakawa Under the Bridge. It is hilariously random and awesome.
Weird. It's not as bad as I'm making it seem. It's just like... It's really, really, really quirky. It's basically about hobos that live under a bridge in Arakawa, but then they're like all very strange characters.
Like everyone has like their own type of specific quirks.
And yeah,
like,
there's someone that dresses up in a kappa.
He's not dressed up. He is a
kappa. Well, he believes that he is a kappa, but then he has a freaking costume on.
It's a zipper.
Yeah. You can see his zipper and like his skin underneath, but then he's like, nope. I'm actually a kappa.
Oh, my God. And then the sister.
There's a sister who's a nun. Dude.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like it is quite the ride.
Yeah, I'm only 3 episodes in.
It's more of a crazy gag, fast-paced comedy, I guess, maybe a little sprinkle slice of life?
Maybe.
The main dude, basically, I don't want to make this into like an anime thing.
Right.
But yeah, so like the main dude ends up going out with a girl that he owes his life to, saved her life, but she ends up being
she's a hobo.
This like cute pretty girl that's actually a hobo living under the bridge with all these weirdos.
Yeah.
And that's the plot.
Yeah, and then they just have like their own little stories.
It's pretty interesting. And yeah, it's also by I want to tell everyone that it's by Shaft Productions, like the production company, mm-hmm. and Shaft is one of my favorite production companies or anime. I don't know what is the word, production company. They produce this one, and because it's very similar to Bakemonogatari, they did all the Bakemonogatari and Monogatari series, as well as Nisekoi.
Yeah, see, that's why he likes it, because he's so biased.
No, I liked it before that. This is before I realized that it's by Shaft. Remember, I was watching it with you, and I was like, "Oh, I think this is Shaft," because like they do crazy cuts, and that's kind of like their signature thing. Like if you watch Bakemonogatari and Nisekoi, like the way that they do backgrounds and scenery, and they pan and cut scenes really quick and emphasize and make I don't know, it's really cool and very unique. So check it out if you're in for something strange and unique.
You might need shrooms for that one. I don't know.
grab some sake.
I'm just kidding.
Grab something if you need the extra help. I'm insane enough to really be okay with it. So no need for that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some other stuff I want to have Haley watch, but we need to get through this too. I can't think of it right now. There's some other interesting stuff. Oh, and also we just found out, anyone that's thinking of going Anime Expo this year, guess what? Canceled again. Or I guess it's officially turned into an online thing again.
Boo.
So yeah, technically in person, canceled. AX Anime Expo Los Angeles 2021. Maybe they'll move it to November, because apparently, even here's some more news. Comic-Con San Diego, the world-renowned SDCC, is actually going to split up. They're going to have a live in-person convention still, but they're pushing it back to November and having kind of like an online light version during, I think, the actual dates, which is also in July, just like Anime Expo. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe fingers crossed that they push back Anime Expo to the end of this year, and we have our in-person fit of weebs and anime goodies and, you know, shopping around and walking around.
I miss anime conventions so much. I think I'm just going to buy my cosplays and just dress up at home because I'm missing it.
Sounds good to me. So whenever I'm done, like, with, on my mind, lunch break from work, I come into the kitchen, I have lunch with
Nezuko. I was planning to do Nezuko from Demon Slayer and then also a female version of Zoro.
What about Gojo?
Gojo. Oh, no, no, no. I was going to do
version of Bonito Flake.
Inumaki, yeah.
Salmon. Bonito Flake.
Tuna.
And tuna. I'm allergic, though, so no tuna. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there was a lot of... Actually, we kind of talked about a lot of stuff. And that's all that's been going on. That's actually jam-packed of information for just a week, right?
Right.
So, wherever you are in the globe, hopefully you will come and join us at the next Anime Expo whenever it actually happens.
Because
it's quite the thrill ride of a convention, to be honest.
Right, it's my really favorite one.
It's super fun because, you know, everyone's into the same shit. And you'll see so much products and characters, and especially all the cosplay is on point.
My favorite part of Anime Expo is honestly Artist Alley.
You'll spend like a whole... You have to get multiple day passes because if you cannot do Anime Expo in a single day,
no.
You'll spend the whole damn day
looking just, like, down Artist
in
Alley.
Artist Alley. Then you still have the actual main hall.
Yeah.
And that's and still going to take 2 days.
And then
probably.
You want to go around and like look at the panels and then look at people's cosplays and stuff.
Cosplays outside. Oh my God.
Cosplay
so
meets.
Make sure you do not just go one day. Don't be a fool.
Just get all 4 days because it's cheaper
and
anyway.
It saves a lot of money when you do that. So always buy the multiple day pass when it's available. Save some money and you won't regret it. And we'll see you there. Maybe not Comic-Con this year, but maybe the next time. Comic-Con's fun. It's a different level.
Yeah.
It's a different type of nerdiness, but it's also like compared to Anime Expo, it's a different level still.
Yeah.
It's like twice or three times as huge. And the whole city really gets involved in San Diego. Mm-hmm. It's a cool experience, too, if you ever want to check it out. They have a lot of stuff going on outside of the convention itself as well.
Yeah, that's for free that you don't need tickets for.
And the hard part about that is always getting the hotels. But I think Anime Expo, it's not too bad. We just obviously drive from home, so we don't really know how bad it gets. But there's a lot of people from out of town that actually come and, you know, book rooms and party it up and all that shit.
Yeah, in their cosplays.
In their hotel rooms, and then, yeah, they have, like, after parties, like a clubbing rave.
Yeah,
kind
they
of
have
shit.
Anime raves.
So, if you're into that, you want to rave with Nezuko and Gojo, definitely check it out.
There's definitely going to be a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, there's going to be so much stuff.
There's going to be, like, so many Gojos
is going
walking
to
around.
Jam-pack themselves and all the FOMO and everything they missed out on cosplaying within the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just going to explode. Everyone's going to have all that. All kinds of different cosplays.
I even wanted to cosplay from Fire Force, too. There's too many.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
We got to make that. We'll have Casey make the L-Wire costume so, like, the blue panel lights up. That would be so sick. You don't think so?
It will be.
Oh, okay.
But I was just thinking that because I have so many cosplays to do. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a good problem to have. Okay, so but anyways, continuing off from the globe part, if you're sitting, standing, sleeping, pooping, flying, thank you again for joining us as always. And we will see you in the next actual video / regular episode. So good night and peace.
Peace.
Oh, good morning.
Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.